we're in a learning experience. We're in a high level school of the spirit training right now. And we're being trained to operate in the glory realm. And because of that, it takes extensive training to operate in the glory realm. There are men that have touched the glory realm. They don't stay there very long because a lot of times they don't know how they got there. And if you don't know how you got there, you won't know how to stay there. And the glory realm is fought hard, but it's so high the enemy has very little access to it. And the key is to stay up, stay high. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyway, I want to try to share with you, we're moving in revelation, we're moving in understanding, but this weekend was a major, major, I would say, plateau when he started introducing the realm of the glory. Didn't quite understand why he did that, because we were rocking in faith, we were targeting our faith, and all of a sudden he throws me a curveball, and we hit the glory, we hit the right hand of God, we're back in the seat of inheritance, and God will jerk you around like that a little bit. What you have to understand about God when he's doing that is he's teaching you. And you have to just wait till he's finished teaching you. I used to be jerked around a whole lot in the early days when I didn't even know what the king priest government was. You can imagine God trying to tell me about a king priest government when I didn't even know what it was. And I'm still trying to find out whether I'm a king or a priest. You know, I'm trying to figure out, hey, look, what am I? All of a sudden, he's talking to me about this thing called kingly anointing. He just stops cold turkey and starts talking about the priest anointing. Well, learning about a realm that's unseen and a realm that's kind of a lot, virtually been untaught. We've seen the effects of this realm time to time. Certain men will hit it, but it's virtually untaught how to get there, how to operate in it. And so the Holy Spirit's been given that charge to teach us. So we're in a training ground. Amen. We were just cruising around in faith, cruising along in faith, and all of a sudden he throws us right back into the glory over the weekend. And I mean, I had three or four encounters in the glory, especially in the right hand of God, in the seat of inheritance, three or four different encounters in that seat. And it's been really amazing. And I didn't really know what he was doing until yesterday. Yesterday, he tied it back into faith. Amen. Just want a couple of scriptures, certain things about the glory realm that you have to really, 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 really be aware of, and that is your position. The glory realm begins in your position in the right hand of God. Amen. You have to not only know these scriptures, you have to come in full agreement with them, and you have to exercise the position. It's very important because I'm going to tie faith right back into this, even targeted faith. But there was a reason why he did that, because he knows what he's doing. Amen. So the glory realm. Now, we all know that we have to enter in through the living doorway, right? We enter into the holiest of all. We enter into the doorway of Christ. We move into the awareness that we're in the temple. From that position, we move. Remember, we talked about how to move into promise. You're actually moving to your positional seat. This is very important to understand this. You're moving into Christ. Amen? You're moving into the right hand of God. You are what? Seated together. Say seated together. Raised together. Seated together. And we're joint heirs to that seat, which means everything that Christ inherited when he became the appointed heir. Bible says all the Father has, you're going to hear me doing this, all that the Father has is mine, Jesus said. It pleased the Father that in him all, say all fullness, would dwell. Now, that inheritance was given to him in that seat in the right hand of God. And that inheritance, everything he was given from nations to dominion to position, oneness with the Father, everything is the glory. Say, the inheritance is the glory. Oneness is the glory. The Father's love in that position is the glory. Righteousness, peace, joy is the glory. Riches in glory is the glory. Riches of His grace is the glory. Apostolic dominion is the glory. Apostolic government, kingship. Now we understand, you'll see me get into this, the first position you have when you move into that seat is oneness with Him. When you're moving in the Spirit into God, you're moving into Christ. It's all about being in Him. When you're in the Spirit moving in the right hand of God, you're being in Him because you're not only seated together, you're seated in Him. So you're moving in Him. You're moving in Him. It says, in me there is peace. In the world there is tribulation. He said, in me is peace. He goes, being found in Him, not having our own righteousness. See, we're found. So in the Spirit, you're moving in Him. Okay. When you turn around from that door and go back outside that door, it's Christ in you now. In this jurisdiction, it's Christ in you. In that jurisdiction, it's you in Christ. Now that is huge because when you're in the Spirit, it's all about moving in where He is. You're moving in. You're getting position in Him. You're getting position in that seat. You're getting that position in your inheritance. You're getting position. You're raised together. You're made to sit together. And then you're a joint heir in that seat. It's all positioning in because you're going to obtain there. You're going to obtain in that seat. That glory is not just a seat. For fellowship, that glory is going to get on you. It's going to get in you. It's going to get transferred to you. Those promises are reality in there. You're being clothed in the promise in that seat. You're all in Him. When you come back, I'm going to tell you about an encounter I had yesterday. When you come back, it's now going to be in you. Amen. When I get back here, all that I got there in Him is now in me. It's Christ in me now. Now, you know that when Daniel, he went up and prayed to the Most High God and the Prince of Persia resisted him 21 days in the second heaven. We don't have that problem because we bypass the second heaven. We go straight to the third heaven. We receive, partake of the glory, receive, and I'm going to teach you about that in a minute. And then we go back. Guess how the glory transfers? It transfers by way of your spirit. The deposit you get in point B glory, you take back to this domain. It comes back in the form of Christ in you. Okay? That's how the transference made. There is no strong man that can stop that transfer. The only strong man that can stop the transfer is the initial strong man that keeps you from going in the first place. That stands at the atmospheric feast that stand at the door to get you from even going there. Strong men of delusion and deception that keeps you from understanding that realm, from going to that realm. So it is faith. Now, let's just say that this is point A of entrance. This pole over here is the right hand of God. It's the seat. In this seat, if you could picture it, I could take, let's say I took 50 of these chairs here and I put them in a circle and I put one seat in the front of it. Within the seat of the right hand of God, there's multiple operations and multiple realms of glory. There's a seat of dominion. There's a seat of fellowship. There's a seat of love. There's a seat of peace. There's a seat of apostolic government. There's a seat of omniscience. There's a seat of wisdom. There's a seat of power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. There's a seat of riches and glory. There's a seat of all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly place. There's different seats, but it's in one seat of different operations and then multiple levels to those operations. Do you get that? All of that is the glory. So when Jesus said, Father, I will they be with me where I am to behold the glory. It wasn't you were just going to look at it and say, oh. You were going to look at it with the eye of faith because that's how things are transferred. When you get in the glory, everything's magnified. And all of a sudden you're looking into the inheritance. You're partaking of the inheritance of the saints and the light. You're partaking of it, receiving it, and then bringing it back. In here, it's all about being in Him and in those positions. Once it's deposited, you go back, and now it's in you. With that said, I'm learning a few protocols. I don't have time to tell you right now. But that seat, the Holy Spirit's in charge, the administration of what you see, behold, encounter. But you got to get there. There are certain things I do. Now, how does that apply to targeted faith? This is how the Lord brought me back in. He said, look at the right hand of God like the promised land. That's Christ, by the way. You're moving into him. He is the whole and the fullness of the promised land. And all of the promises and all the government and all your future and all the kingly anointing and all the priestly anointing and all of everything and all things are there, right? Once they got into the promised land, then they went into specific parts of the promised land, like Mount Hebron. Mount Hebron wasn't the whole promised land. It was a part that was inside the promised land. So we go into the seat, we sit down, and the Holy Spirit will have you behold and explore what he wants you to obtain or see. Target, by the way. So he takes you into the seat, then you go into a specific target in the seat. Do you understand? Why is that important? Because you're moving into the realm of glory where your target dwelleth. You're moving into Christ where your target dwells in him. And you got to identify where that target dwells in him because it's full of glory. He said, I want to give you a sign, something that I can condense down into something you can believe me for tangibly here, but that represents the whole. Kind of like Abraham, I talk to you about nations. I talk to you about sand of the seashore. I'm talking about all of this stuff, but I really want you to give birth to one son. Okay? With that in mind, let me show you something, how this works. Went in to the doorway, went to the right hand of God, sat down in the seat, and we'll acclimate to the seat. Then the Holy Spirit began to reveal one of the operations of this seat, one of the operations of the glory, and the one he said was riches in glory. Which is, riches in glory is God's provision for every area of your life, every area of your business, every area of your ministry, every area of your family. I mean, it's food, clothing, bills, everything you can think of. It's all there inherited because he said, I supply all your what needs. It's the supply of your needs. It's different from the seed of inheritance because generational inheritance involves major transferences. This is almost like daily transferences. Give us therefore our daily manna. This is where daily manna comes from, riches in glory. When you sit down in riches and glory, because he said, I supply all your needs, daily needs, weekly needs, monthly needs. Anybody got any needs in here? Raise your hand. Those needs can be met by you and your sufficiency, or they can be met by God and his sufficiency. But they're met from that room if you know how to unlock that room. If you don't know how to unlock that room, then you have to depend on other things. Somebody asked me, well, do we have to do it this way? No. That's like saying that the elite Navy SEALs is the only military force that we have. If you're not a Navy SEALs, you're not in there. Carl Coon would have a big problem with you on that one because he's a Marine. But it is a high level of operation. When you understand it, you're going to be able to draw down and get consistent answers to your prayers. Amen. Because it takes time to get acclimated to that seat. Especially if you haven't been sitting there in a while. You have to get acclimated. I'm going to show you how I do that with particular scriptures. But I want to show you how God's tying this together. This weekend was relevant to targeted faith. Amen? Because what we're doing is when we sit down, and as you begin to sit in that seat of glory, you'll see us do this after a while. As I begin to sit, I begin to be aware of the blessings that was in that seat. I begin to be aware of all the spiritual blessings. I begin aware of what he inherited. I was aware of all of our needs and all of our sufficiency that is there. And all the things we're believing for is there, especially in the daily, monthly things that we're believing for. Then I was aware of my target was there. I was aware the target was in that room, see. Before, I just go straight into the target because it was a living word. But this time, I went into the glory first. Now, you must understand this. And now he said, now move into your target now. Because he taught me how to move into, acclimate, see it, dwell in it. When I moved into that yesterday, it was different than everything I've done in the last month. The encounter that I had with it was so amazing. Now, if you understand what I'm about to tell you, you're going to understand how the glory realm works. Are you ready? When I moved, and I just, like I do, I just opened the door. The Lord said, look, you just got to tell them what you're doing so they'll understand why you're doing it. Praise the Lord. So when I opened, I just sat down. when I sat down in it, because that's what you do, you move into it. But I sat down in it, and this time I was sitting in pure glory. I wasn't just sitting in an image. I was sitting in the glory of it. There was glory everywhere. It was so full. Because remember, I used to tell you, I said, I'm entering into promise and I'm having more fellowship with God. And I didn't understand. And people said, religious spirits don't like that thing. But what they didn't understand is that promise was in Christ. And this time I really know how to describe it. I went into the sea, into the riches and glory. I'm in Christ, in the riches and glory of Him. And then I'm in that particular part of the promise that's in that seat. Do you understand? And I'm in His glory. I'm in Him. He said, you're not in a promise, you're in me. You're in a promise that's in me. And because you're in a promise that's in me, remember, face the position, you're in glory. When I sat with Him in the nations, I was in glory. And when I sat in there, when I did the thing that I do and acclimated and was aware and all that, I was in so much glory. And He said something to me, very important. That's what He said. Go back into your jurisdiction. And so I just started coming out of the Spirit. I got back in here, and it's what He said to me. In this place, it's all about being in me. It's all about targeting, focusing, moving, dwelling, abiding. He goes, but when you get back to your realm, it's all about me being in you. When I start going back into the realm of the natural or our jurisdiction, I came out of all that. I came back here, and guess what? All of that was in here. It was all Christ in me. Then God said, what is in your heart? He said, then out of the abundance of the heart, speak, release, loose, and decree. Decree what you have right now, what you've been given from that realm. Now release it in your realm, because the realm of glory, what you receive in the realm of glory, is going to transfer through and by way of your human spirit. You're bringing it back. How do you think God brings it? When you say, Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, He's not excluding you. The realm of glory is just not going to drop out there somewhere. You're the one that it comes back with. It comes back with you. It's Christ in you. And the time to speak and the time to decree and the time to loose is right then when you're full. Because as the day goes on, that all that glory you're in kind of dissipates in a way. You know what I mean? You got it, but you know, you get better. You start going about your day and all of a sudden you're in the natural and all that. But when you first come back, you are full. That's the time to loose. Why? Because you got to bring it back to this jurisdiction to loose it. It can't be loose there. It's got to be loose here. He's already got it there. You're the one that He's going to use to bring that promise back. Now, there are a lot of people who understand this. Certain people, there's certain people glory understand how they'll go up and grab something and bring it back, but they don't really understand what they're doing. I'm telling you what they're doing. That is what all this is about. The realm of the right hand of God and the fullness of glory is going to get fully unloaded in our generation. God's people are going to learn how to do it. And you're going to see manifested fruit. You're going to see salvation. You're going to see discipleship. You're going to see power and glory and miracles. See, there's a difference. This is what the Lord told me. He said, this is what I did with my Father. Now, let me show you something. The gift realm doesn't operate like that. Gift realm, you can be. How many people have you seen in the gift realm find out they operate in all those gifts and they were in major sin? Because the gift realm, the gift and call it without God. You sit in this realm and God comes to you from that realm. He drops it on you and you release it. That's not how the glory realm works. The glory realm is you got to go to it. That's how the Lord operates. See, He was in the Father. Here He was joining the Father, and the Father came back with Him. Because what He said, the works that I do, I don't do them, but my Father doeth the works. Because the Father's glory came back with Him. That's how the Lord, that's why He'd spent all night in prayer. See, He was in prayer. He was filling up with the glory so He could give it out to the world. Do you see that? You have to know where that seat dwells. You got to first sit down in the seat and then let the Holy Spirit open the seat of power, open the seat of glory, open the seat of apostolic government, open the seat of dominion. See, there's so many operations there. That's why you live in the glory. What he said, you are dead, but your life is hidden with Christ in God. What's ministered to you in that seat, you receive by way of his words and by faith. And it comes back with you and you release and decree and release it. When we get more skilled at it, he'll put a whole revival on you there. And you'll come out like he did and virtue flowed out of him and he healed them all. Is that glorious? There's a lot of operation in that seat. What you'll be exposed to is what you choose to allow to believe. This is very important. You must agree with who you are in that seat. If you think you're unworthy, you'll get nothing there. For those who are unworthy, the best God can do with them is a miracle or take somebody else's anointing and give it to them. Because they don't know how to receive, because unworthiness will block you from receiving. If you have trespass, offense, habitual sin, you're not going to receive from this realm. Not this realm. Amen? When you move into this realm, we move by faith. Everything's done by faith. Entering in, receiving, releasing, the whole thing. Faith, 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 faith. Say faith, 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 faith. When you're in this realm, you must agree with everything he said. You must agree that you are an absolute joint heir to this seat. You must agree that you've been raised together and made to sit together and you are the righteousness of God and you are worthy to sit there with full rights to the inheritance. And all that the Father has is his and all that he has is yours. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 3, all things are yours. Whether things in this life, whether in death, or things to come, things in the glory, all of it's yours. I blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. It is already done. You're ministering from a place that's already been finished. What you get here, it's been done. It's finished. There's no more added to it. It's enough. You're going to bring that back to your realm where it's needed. Amen. That's why God, you don't have to sit there and battle the Prince of Persia because God bypasses him. When you're an heir of God, you move into God. In point A, you move into Christ. You go straight into the third heaven. You sit down. That place is far above the principalities and powers of this age. They have no rights to this place. They have no access to this place. It's an inheritance that will never run dry. It's eternal. The enemy cannot steal it. God put it up there for a reason so he couldn't get it. When you get it here in your spirit, you're going back in your jurisdiction. You go back there. You're bypassing the second heaven altogether. The enemy cannot steal it. The only thing he can steal is you getting there in the first place. The only thing he can steal is atmospheric thieves that fight you. And you're trying to enter in. You're getting all tired and weary. You don't even know what's going on. Those are devils. And they're meant to stop you from entering in. They're meant to stop your ascension. And then you got spirits that'll come in and once you get up, what are you doing with this? Laying up in the glory? You need to be out here winning the world. What are you doing over there and all that? Why aren't you over here winning the world, you selfish outfit? With no power and no authority. But you got activity. Busyness. Enemy's good at that. Or you're taking a gift that God's given. You've maxed it out. You're operating here, but you want to be over here, and you're constantly trying to jump over there with your gift, but it won't work because your gift has been sealing because it's operating under gift. The way to get over into the open heaven is you got to get into the open heaven. Amen? You got to get seated. When we get into this seat, at this point, from this position, I'm asking, show me your glory. I don't ask me to show me his glory here because I'm way out of position. He said, Father, I will they be with me where I am that they may behold my glory. You don't ask in this jurisdiction, show me your glory. Everybody's trying to do that. You don't see the glory from this jurisdiction unless he brings it to you. If you want to see it, you got to go to where it is. You got to get in position, then ask him to show you the glory. Because in this position, the glory is panoramic. There's so much to it, you're going to have to let the Holy Spirit decide what he's going to show you. I think, Betty, didn't you get caught up last week in here and Jesus showed you he was the provider and you went into him and saw all that? Pretty powerful, wasn't it? You want to share that?
you were, you know, showing us how to enter in, and we were doing that and being aware. So, and that's what I was doing. And, you know, you have your own ideas of what, you know, you're going to see. But when I did, it was totally different. And there was Jesus there. It wasn't a person like you. I'm looking at you. And even the conversation, the talking, it was words like the way communicate. And he showed me my the stomach, you know. I don't know if that's the main thing that people desire, like the stomach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he showed me where he's everything.
Yes.
Now, the being full, and that, it's like an atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that he's eating and I'm full, but it was because of what was there. We have no need for anything.
Yeah.
He's everything.
Yeah, when you got there, she saw all the sufficiency. She got caught up in Christ and saw all the sufficiency and saw everything. Isn't it different? Because when you're there, it's so glorious. You see it all. When you get back here, you're like, this is so different. I mean, I saw it so clearly there, but now it's like I'm back here. When you're there and you get in encounters like that, he's giving you something. He's imparting. You beheld his glory. You beheld him as the provider of all things. And she got caught up before we even start in the glory. She got caught up in the glory. And then this weekend, I got caught up with her. Praise the Lord. So when you're here in the glory and you see him as provider, here's the thing. This is the most important thing he showed me. He's when you go back in your jurisdiction, the time to speak as soon as you hit your jurisdiction. Take what you were given. There, take the image you were given and loose it into your circumstance. Release it and decree what you were given right there. Because the longer the day goes, the more that'll dissipate. Amen? So you want to release it right then. Boom! And then next day you go back up and do it again. So what's going to happen? You're going to eventually come back here and then BAM! The circumstance changes. Everything breaks wide open. That realm takes authority over this realm. Isn't that awesome? Whew, let's give God glory. Hallelujah. This is the mystery of the kingdom. Whoa. In the right hand of God. Hallelujah. It's all about the Lord. His glory is full. You can be beholding something like your natural needs, but you're in Christ, so the glory's everything. You can sit with him in the nations. That was a very surreal experience. Now, we're in riches and glory right now because we need riches and glory. We need to learn to receive from our Father. We're having to learn to do this as a church, as staff. We're having to learn to do this on the behalf of our church. I mean, we're going through some things and we're having to get a hold of God here. Amen? But we want to learn to get a hold of God now. Amen? When I was in here and I came up here Sunday morning and I had to play that song before I preached. And when I was playing that song and some of your arms were raised, all of a sudden I saw arms, looked like to me thousands of hands all over the sanctuary. And for a minute I was so in the glory. The thing about the glory, Betty will attest to this, it's very natural what you see there. It's like, yeah, I get that. It's awesome because everything's communicated to you in perfection. But when I was looking at that, it was very natural. When I came out of that, I'm like, what were all those hands? And the Lord said, you're in two realms simultaneously. You were looking at this realm, and you were looking at the realm of glory to come. Isn't that glorious? There's going to be thousands and thousands coming to partake of the manna of God, partake of the glory, because you're the ones that are going to be pulling it down. You have an assignment to pull the glory down. This is not about just one person. It's about all of us. Everybody's got to come up to the right hand of God. He was so adamant about that when I was in there. He said, teach my people what I'm teaching you. Teach them. Teach them what I'm teaching you. This place is for all. You have to understand, he wants us to have this more than we want it. Amen?